News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, almost 30 years after mobile phone use became commonplace, non-existent coverage or dropped calls still dominates large swathes of the country, so says Fine Gael Senator Mark Duffy, who joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Mark. I obviously have the advantage over many people, I'm sure, in the country of living quite close to Dublin, where coverage is very good. Where are these black spots that you're highlighting?
Good morning, Ciara. That's right. There's a number of black spots across many roads, local, regional and national roads, and also on our railway lines. I would take the train quite regularly from Mayo to Dublin. But we have roads, I just spoke to colleagues in Fine Gael across the country who came back to me with different black spots. So one is the R159 trim to Enfield Road in Meath. Another is the N61 from Roscommon to Knockrockery. There's Gort to Lochray Road in Galway. Mulla to Ballyborough Road in Cavan. The list goes on. There's the Coast Road in Connemara. The N69 between Tralee and Listowel and Kerry. There's the R572 Glengariff to Castletown Bear in West Cork, and indeed in my home county of Mayo, there's a number of routes.
There's quite a few. Some people might say, if you're driving along a road, you shouldn't be on your phone.
Well, it's a natural thing that people have hands-free calls, and if there are passengers in cars that need to make phone calls from time to time. And we also, the point I'm making is that railway lines coverage, cellular connectivity is zero in many places.
No, I'm familiar. I often get the Dublin to Cork train and my phone coverage drops here, there and everywhere on it. So what do you want to see done?
So I raised this at the Joint Directors Committee for Arts, Media, Communications with ComReg. So ComReg are responsible for holding the feet to the fire of the network providers, Three, Air, Vodafone. They all claim to have about 99% population coverage, but that doesn't include the population that's in transit, of which there are tens of thousands of people moving through the country. What I'm asking.
So, are you saying that they're concentrating their coverage over towns, etc.? That's where the coverage is best. But for people who are between towns, where there might be few enough houses, that's the issue.
Exactly. Well, that's a natural priority that they would have static coverage over towns and cities, large population. That's natural. But that needs to be extended to all local roads, national roads, motorways, railway lines. And that is in their obligation, the license that's given to them by ComReg every 3 years. There is expectations for that coverage within it, but it's up to ComReg to hold them accountable to it. And that's what I've raised with them and asked them to do, because it's unacceptable in this day and age, like you said, that you can't take a train or even get on a bus and have access to acceptable cellular connectivity.
And is the issue that pressure needs to be brought to bear by ComReg or political pressure on providers, or is there an infrastructural deficit, just for people listening so that we understand what's going on?
So the network providers also have an obligation to provide the infrastructure. So obviously it's financially feasible for them to do it in your cities and your towns, but it's unacceptable when you're promoting that you have 99% population coverage, but it's not actually true if you're not providing it on local or regional or indeed national roads. There are many motorways where the line drops as well. It needs to change, like I said, in this day and age, and that's why I've highlighted it. I'm calling it out.
It's an interesting thing to highlight, and I've no doubt it affects people around the country. So thank you for that. Indeed,
But on a final point, ComReg should not be handing over new licenses or renewing licenses to Vodafone, to Air, to Three, if they're not going to step up to the mark and deliver for customers. So that's what I'm asking for.
Fine Gael Senator Mark Duffy, thank you for joining us. We do have a statement in from Air. Air has invested more than €250 million in its mobile network since 2019 through a network of 2,700 mobile sites across the country. We continue to invest and develop the network further, enhancing coverage and resilience across our network. Air provides a detailed and up-to-date coverage map on its website, which shows the high quality and the extent of its 3, 4 and 5G coverage across urban, rural and localised levels. People can readily check the level and quality of coverage on Air and other mobile networks provided on the ComReg website for any part of the country. And it's important to note that Road Safety Authority advice to motorists is to avoid using phones while driving, even when using hand-free options. And we have looked for statements for the other providers, but they have not provided us with them, Shane.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.